Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. We've been talking, I've been doing this show for 23 years now, and it feels like for all of that time, and even beyond that, before that, we've been talking about healthcare, the healthcare crisis in this country, why nobody has fixed how we do healthcare in the United States. Our next guest is examining that in the book Born Sick in the USA, Improving the Health of a Nation, Dr. Stephen Brzezuchka on the line with us right now. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Your analysis is spot on. We are a wealthy nation that just doesn't seem to be able to care for its people. We have high rates of chronic disease, shorter lifespans. When are we going to finally figure it out?
Well, we have to recognize that health care is different than health. And so mostly we conflate the terms. We say we access health, get health, pay for health, ensure health, when all of those refer to health care. So I worked as a doctor for 40 years, and I came to see that the two concepts are very different. You know, if you ask somebody, do you want health or health care, they're confused. It turns out that how much benefit we get in terms of averting mortality, that is not dying younger, from healthcare is about 10%. That leaves about 90% to be explained by other factors, which in the book I point out relate to two conditions. One is the amount of inequality in a country strongly affects its health status, and the other is how much attention is paid to early life. There are only two countries in the world that don't give a working woman who's pregnant paid time off after she has her baby. One is, of course, the United States, and the other is Papua New Guinea. So we do not invest in the conditions in early life that would make us healthy in later life, and inequality, which is soaring in this country, is really what kills us all. That is, over 50 countries, people in all the other rich countries and some poorer ones, people live longer lives and healthier lives. That's a hard concept for Americans to consider.
It really is, especially given that we are a wealthy nation. It's not that we don't have the wealth to care for people. It's maybe the political will or to be able to stand up to insurance companies. What do you think it is?
Well, it's because we're not aware of what I write about in the book, namely our health status really doesn't compare. We're about as healthy as Cuba in the graph in the book in 2022. Our life expectancy is the same as Cuba's, and we've been strangling Cuba for 65 years. I think we're tying the noose around our own necks, too. The critical thing moving forward is for the people to recognize that healthcare is only a minor player. The fact that we spend a sixth of our total economy, over $6 trillion this year on healthcare, and we don't have good health, suggests that spending all this money on healthcare is distracting us from what really matters. So it's going to take a big selling job to inform the American public that we don't have good health.
Describe what that selling job it might look like.
Well, one of the things we need to do is put this in the media. The fact that you're having me on this show is one example of presenting this information. Our State of the Union address should compare our union, its state, with other unions. And if it was accurate, the the president would report to Congress, well, this year our health fell even further, and now 55 countries and people have longer and healthier lives. We could put this on standardized tests. You know, when you go to school, there are, starting in grade school, a variety of, you have to take a test in public schools. Suppose there were questions on the test that asked how healthy the United States was, then we would have to teach to the test. Same thing for the SAT at the end of high school and other tests. We need to make people aware by these indirect ways that our health status is not very good. It's a very challenging job. You know, I teach at the University of Washington, and my course, in which the patient is the country, is one of the few courses at the university level anywhere in the country that focuses on the health status of people. There are lots of courses on health care, but as I pointed out, health care is a minor player. That's a very tough concept for Americans to consider.
It's one thing to raise public awareness. The next step then is the call to action to do something about it. What would that be?
Well, let's begin by taxing the rich. The richest 400 families in the United States paid the lowest rate of tax on combined federal, state, and local income in 2018. I document that in the book. It's gotten much worse since then. Back in the 1950s, when we were one of the healthiest countries in the world, they paid the most tax. So somehow we have gotten it into our minds that the rich shouldn't be taxed. And here in Washington State, we just passed a millionaire's tax. Namely, we're going to tax people with who make an awful lot of money, and that sounds fair. You know, the rest of us shouldn't be paying most of the taxes, but we've been transferring money from the bottom 90% to the top 1% with a vengeance. From 1975 to 2023, we transferred $91 trillion from the bottom 90% to the top 1%. I don't think that's fair. I think the rich shouldn't get a free ride. And they also, the richest in this country, die younger than much less rich people in other nations. So it's a win-win situation, since everybody would be better off.
Well, some food for thought for sure. We're talking with Dr. Stephen Brzuchka. His book is called Born Sick in the USA, Improving the Health of a Nation. If you were to raise taxes, if you were to collect more money to go toward better health, what would the priorities be then, do you think?
Well, the priorities would be, let Papua New Guinea be the only country without a national policy of paid maternity leave. Let's have very low cost child care. Let's have income subsidies for the poorest people in this country. We subsidize the rich, as I pointed out, to an increasing degree, and that hurts them as well as the rest of us. You know, by focusing on how healthy we are compared to other countries, most people would think that the United States should be one of the healthiest countries in the world, but that is denied to us. And it shouldn't be that way. It's just not fair that we should die so young. You know, the healthiest person, the longest lived person at any one time, is never in the United States. And that's a good example.
Well, indeed. Doctor, appreciate your time this morning. The book, Born Sick in the USA, Improving the Health of a Nation, Stephen Brzuchka. Thanks so much.
Appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Bye-bye.